But that was before the little woods. And the truth about Brian. Now, a lifetime of conviction had been wrested inside out. Her faith, her life, perhaps her very soul falling prey to a thing so ancient and vile it was beyond our understanding. And it all happened in just 4 days. Well, actually, 4 days plus 18 years, one of her inner voices mocked. You know, since that fateful summer when the boys played their game in the woods. Oh, plus a couple millennia before that. If we're going to be pedantic about it. A defense mechanism from more tragic years than were the woman's fair share, this voice served one singular purpose: to cut through the incapacitating mental static before her freight train of panic became a deadly, unstoppable juggernaut. She wrung her hands together, twisting and kneading them so fiercely that her fingers had reddened. Come on now, sugar. You gotta pull yourself together, a different, more pragmatic voice coaxed. Now's no time to be chicken shit. Because there were footsteps coming up the stairs. At first, her unconscious mind had dismissed them. So foreign was their sound at such an early hour that it must surely be another one of her dreams. Those dark and dreadful dreams. But when the old wooden treads of that empty stairwell groaned and scraped again, Delacroix Lavaux started from thin and restless sleep. Bolting upright on the love seat, she sucked in a breath, releasing it in a shriek when the forgotten bottle she'd wedged between the cushions dropped to the floor. Against the backdrop of night, the sound was nothing short of a car crash. The bottle spun across the hardwood floor, humming an eerie tune which steadily lowered in pitch until it rolled to a stop against her treasured Technicolor rag rug. Della cocked her head to one side, staring at the tiny reflection of the moonlit window glinting off the bottle's curved glass. She listened. A snare drum patter of rain upon the metal roof. Summer storm winds blowing. No. Whistling, Della felt, through the trees as it danced across their branches, moving them in enchanting rhythms. Soft bellows of thunder resonating far, far across the hills. But beneath this atmospheric score, Della was certain there hid a different sound, and she quieted her breaths to find it. For a moment, there was nothing more. Even the wind and rain subsiding as if submitting to her will. But then, faintly, she found it. A noise unlike the others. Coming from inside the building. Holding her breath, she angled an ear toward the stairwell door. There. Buried within the others, a hollow thud, like a heavy weight upon the stairs. Followed by an unusual scraping sound she could only equate to fingernails dragging across each step. She listened harder, focusing. Silence. Not allowing a single breath. Silence. Only the sound of her heart pounding in her chest. Silence. Then a harrowing crack that echoed like a gunshot through the stairwell and vacuumed the breath from Della's chest. She leapt to her feet, choking as she stumbled backward through the dark, her grasping hands clutching nothing but empty air until her palms found the cool, reassuring firmness of the kitchenette wall. She pressed the small of her back against it, steadying herself and her nerves as she stared unblinking at the stairwell door. Her heart in her throat. This moment lasted an eternity. But eventually it came. Another series of scrapes. Another groan.